Yep. All right, it is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. We are here meeting at 61 South Main, Suite 303. We've asked Jonathan from Zions Bank to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I was practicing on the way over, just in case.
Thanks, John. All right, we'll move on down to our public comments. If there are any members of the public would like to make a comment, we'd ask that you come forward at this time to make a comment. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items. Attorney's Office, Civil Jeopardy, Neil Geddes.
Yes, this is a grant that our criminal division does every year with Layton City. I believe we receive 3,000 of the total award that we utilize for equipment to assist our prosecutors in presenting evidence at trial.
I'll make a motion that we approve the interlocal agreement with Layton City.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, moving on to Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Number two.
The screen moved. Number two. Clerk Auditor's Office.
I have never in all my years heard anybody use that as an excuse.
Well, I was looking here, instead of looking here. All right, Clerk Auditor's Office, Curtis Koch and Jonathan Ward. I wanted to skip over that one, the highest of the big bond. All right, Curtis.
Thank you, Commissioner. We'll have Jonathan Ward come up and I'll turn some time over to him to walk you through the resolution before you today. The resolution is to do with issuing bonds, though, on our legacy event center project to redevelop that site and turn it into even more of a regional attraction for tourism. And so we'll turn the time over to Jonathan to walk you through the resolution before you.
Commissioners, it's nice to be with you again. Jonathan Ward with Zions Public Finance. The resolution authorizes us to move forward with the issuance of these bonds. It calls for a public hearing, which would be scheduled for August 30th, and it also authorizes the document by which investors would be informed and be able to make a credit decision called the official statement. So this resolution also delegates authority to any two of the commissioners, a commissioner and Curtis, and one other combination, any combination of the commissioners, a member of the commission and the clerk auditor, or Mark Galton, the county treasurer.
Okay.
That group is called the designated persons to help identify pricing determinations. So as we prepare the rating, as we send out the official statement to buyers of the bonds, and they bid on those, then that committee, if you will, any combination again of the two commissioners, the commissioner and the clerk auditor, commissioner and treasurer, can make the determination that this is a good deal for the county. They'll lock in the final terms and conditions on the transaction. But those terms and conditions are going to be set within the parameters approved by the commission this morning, if you choose to do so. Those parameters set the outer boundaries by which we're constrained. The maximum par amount, $55 million, 25 years, interest rates around 5.5%, highest coupon, 5.5%. These are the parameters that are set to constrain the issuance process. Now, that being said, we've done this before, and I've explained before that we always set the parameters wider and higher and longer than is envisioned for the actual bond sale, just to give us some flexibility for future what ifs. You know, is the construction price tag going to go higher? Does the commission decide at that point, well, yeah, we want to increase it to $51 million? Or maybe we can bond for $52 million, but we're never going to be able to bond above $55 million. Is the term going to be 20 years. Currently, that's what's set. That's what's anticipated. But would we allow it to go 21 years? Because when we issue our bonds and the dates that sales tax revenue bonds are paid don't exactly match up to 1 year. It might be 1 year and 1 month. So we have extra time built into the structure for those types of things.
Or, Jonathan, it would be nice if you would be a little more optimistic and say 47 or 48 years, or I mean, 47 million. Or 48 million,
yes.
Or 15 or 16 years. I mean, come on, Jonathan.
Well, when it comes time to issue the debt, that's exactly what we're thinking. It might be $45 million, and we could pay it off in 15 years, for sure. But we always plan for the worst-case scenario. So if we come back, well, that prevents us from having to come back and start the whole process over again. We'll sell bonds end of September, first part of October, according to our plan, our calendar events, and close it on the 13th of October. So at that point, you'll have funds with which to start the construction and do the project. I think that sort of summarizes the key points of the resolution. Any questions on that, or the process, the timing, markets, bond issues in general?
With that, if there are no questions, I'll make a motion that we approve item 2 on the adoption of resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of not more than $55 million in bonds, sales tax revenue bonds, series 1D22.
Yeah, that's great. And I don't have questions because I've been through this with Science before, and it was a really great process. Went really, really well for our county, and I'm sure it will again. So I second that motion.
All right, I have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, now Community and Economic Development, Kent Anderson.
Didn't want to miss that opportunity for item number 2, so thank you, Commission. That'll be great. Help us continue working on that project. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. We have 3 items for the Commission's review today. Item number 3 is an approval of the Davis County 2022-2023 Annual Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant and the substantial amendment to the 5-year Consolidated Action Plan. Terms receivable in the amount of $848,371 beginning 7-1-2022 to 6-30-2023. Item number 4.
Did that one, did that one get the attorneys done by today?
Yes, it did.
Great. Thank you.
Item number 4 is an approval of the resolution and interlocal cooperation agreement with West Bountiful City for the DSB Canal Trail completion project to be funded. Terms payable in the amount of $37,097.85 beginning 7-19-2022 to 7-19-2024. Final item number 5, approval of the change order with Abbott Trails LLC for the construction of a bridge over the creek in Mueller Canyon and the completion of an enhanced trail construction across a washed out area near Cave Peak. Terms payable in the amount of $74,361 beginning 5-4-2021 to 12-31-2022.
And are those part of Prop something? One of those?
That's actually a tourism expenditure. That's part of our Bonneville Shoreline Trail, 15-mile construction on the south part of the county.
Both of those?
No, just item number 5. Item number 4 is a Prop 1
project.
And so that was one that we brought back in the past. It was an application from West Bountiful City to complete just a final stretch of that trail.
Terrific. Thank you. I move approval of 3 through 5 as presented.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to our Health Director, Brian Hatch.
Good morning. Before you use item number 6, this is an immunization amendment with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services providing us our funding for the current fiscal year. Terms are in the amount of $80,115 beginning 7-1-2022 and running through 6-30-2023.
Thank you, Brian. I move approval of number 6.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Moving on to our information systems, Mark Langston. Mark.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Mark Langston, the Director of Information Systems.
What you have before you is agreement asking for approval for the standard service provider contract with Cash Valley Electric. Their subgroup is Observion, who we're contracting with, for a three-year agreement for the Google Workspace Enterprise in our archive of our Google database. In terms of that, it is payable as $370,508.75 beginning January 3rd of 2022 and going to July 3rd and going to July 3rd, 2025.
Yeah, very good. So 925 users, looks like, on this.
That's what we have, consistent users.
Okay.
We were up to, they give us an average. We're up and down depending on how we bring on a lot of employees and let them go, you know, depending on when COVID comes or not. That's our average.
Right, thank you. I move approval of 7 as presented.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, from the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulsen. And Sheriff, from Susan, great job last night. It was a nice program and nice kickoff, and nice to see some of the deputies that have retired on and see how they're doing in their retirement life. And some of them have got longer hair than I do. So.
Thank you for joining us. Before you, we're requesting ratification for an agreement with the Hearts of Heroes LLC to film the search and rescue for their efforts to locate the missing 87 ultra runners last year up in Farmington Canyon during that snowstorm. The terms were August 3rd of 2022, beginning and ending. Item number 9 is a secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring program, SCRAM, with one participant. It's a receivable varied amounts based on tests and monitoring fees. And that runs until they're no longer under court order to participate. Item number 10 is a training reimbursement agreement with Mikhail Dustin Willis for special functions training and basic corrections training, payable in the amount of $13,604, begins the day sworn into office as a deputy sheriff and ends 2 years from that date. And the last one is a covenant of indemnification insurance with the state of Utah for a state of Utah employee to work part-time as a Davis County deputy sheriff. That begins August 2nd of 2022.
Great. I move approval of 8 through 11 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
I make a motion.
Actually, not quite yet. The indigent hardship abatement register first. Yeah. Do we have these things?
I don't.
Yeah, there's no, well, there, I guess.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Right here.
Yep.
I make a motion that we approve on the abatement register item 1.
Okay. We already held the hearing on. Got it. Yes, I will second the motion to approve.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make a motion we move into the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Commissioners, you have for your consideration today, under auditor adjustments, under abatements, you have a report with various abatements recommended that they be denied. Under corrections, you have 12 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021. We are also asking for one reversal that went through on the August 2nd that does not qualify for the abatement. Under treasurer adjustments, you have a small balance write-off for the month of July for a negative 35 cents, and under assessor adjustments, assessor corrections, you have a report with various corrections totaling $2,646,420, and that is your property tax register for the Board of Equalization August 9th, 2022.
I make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make a motion we go back to the regular commissioner.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, opportunity for commissioner comments. Commissioner Stevenson.
No comments.
Commissioner Kamalan.
Yes, are you
going to
catch the
other two? Curtis?
No comment, thank
you. Okay. Neil?
No comment.
Okay.
Okay, so mine is number one. We had our regularly scheduled Board of Health meeting this morning. It was great. distributed to the board and also had started to be distributed to human services partners around the county. An update to the Davis County Behavioral Health Directory, which includes emotional, mental, and substance use resources throughout the county. This, like everyone, is really, really excited to have this updated booklet. It is also available online to be able to look at all of the resources throughout the county. But if there are departments, like I know for sure our department keeps just a few very important things stacked up on the counter for people to come when they come into the commission office, for them to pick up when they come in. So we'll get a stack and we'll keep that replenished. This is a fantastic resource, and thank you to the health department. And then just while our sheriff is here and everyone else, it was actually a really big deal last night. As Commissioner Elliott already mentioned, we had the, on our calendar, it was called the, Paramedic Farewell Celebration, 45 years of paramedic service by the Davis County Sheriff's Office. And not only was the event really well planned, and that takes a lot of work, especially when you're going to reach out to people who have served as paramedics over the decades in Davis County. So they, as we all know, events take a lot of time and effort to have them turn out well for large groups, but it was just incredibly meaningful. There was a video that had been created by our PIO and her husband.
Yeah, yep. Stephanie did a great job.
That video of the history, it actually had 8 hours of content originally, and they got it down to 40. And I mean, I was mesmerized. It was a 40 minutes that I learned a lot, and the stories, particularly of you know, kind of life-saving measures and miracles, just what these folks have been able to do over the decades and how this came to be in our county up until the time that we now are so urban and there's now enough people who do work professionally full-time in medical within fire departments, or that transition could be made, that we've been making this transition. And I think it won't be fully transitioned until January, but it's getting really close, and so I think that's why the event was held. But like Commissioner Elliott said, it was just like a great gathering of peers and heroes and memories, and really pretty impressive. I mean, I was expecting it to be very nice, but it was remarkable. And so just thanks to all of the leaders over the years and all of those people, all of our people who have served so courageously and so effectively for so very long. It was really great, Sheriff. Just really, really great. And Susan Polson, too. A lot of history there for our people. Some of these two particularly have seen it from near to the beginning and over the years, and they appreciate the work of, takes a big giant team to be able to do that work so well. So anyway, momentous, and thanks to everyone who made sure that we had that. It was very important to have it.
All right, Sheriff, we count on you having that mustache back again, and the uniforms haven't changed, so we can't do like a retro uniform day. So anyhow, it would be cool to get an old ambulance truck back out again, but thank you for that event last night, Sheriff. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, mentioned earlier, a lot of fun to see some of the old deputies that retired and that moved on and what they're doing and everything else. And good to have a little get-together with your, give them a thanks on their way out and on that. So a lot of hard work, Sheriff. Thank you. And Susan, you guys did a great job. And the Sheriff's been here a long time. So thank you, Sheriff. Look at those old pictures. Thanks for sticking with us. And, you know, from the sergeant days back in that picture that they had up to now. Thank you, Sheriff.
I guess I think when you have to, I mean, it's kind of a little bit like entering battle. You have to rely on the people you're working with to see the camaraderie again, and how you go out in twos. That was emphasized by the first woman, the first female paramedic. She was there last night. She was on the video quite a bit. You hear the memories of, you know, just how it evolved over time. But lots of equipment, heavy equipment to carry, equipment that evolves, and how you, what you're driving certainly has evolved. Oh my goodness, what a thing. And they had the Life Flight helicopter there too, which was, of course, very popular.
Yep.
Yeah, what a great event and a great milestone for the Davis County.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I always been. I can't. I know. I played it too.